The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the comfortable crazed delusion we call home. This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me is my good buddy, Mr. Nick Ramirez, with a fresh haircut and shave. Back in Studio B, we got Dogwater Dick. And let's see, we've got an interstellar gorilla. It's Bionic Gorilla.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Don't know what that meant.
Like from another planet?
I know, they all look pretty fucking weird, so yeah, probably. Nice. There are how many of you here in the studio? 2, 4, 5, 6. Oh, yeah,
one,
right.
1, 2, 3, okay, 10.
Oh, right. Person in the other room, yeah, who I neglected to talk to. What's
Hi,
your
guys.
Name?
I'm Scott.
Scott.
Talk about Mario.
You have two Scott.
No, that's Mario.
Oh, Mario.
I'm in the other
There's
room
There's two
as well.
People in the other room. Yeah. Mario's far
but
left and
I said
world.
The one in the other room I neglected to talk to. Scott already gave me his name.
Well, Scott
his
just
last name
drummers
starts
don't often
with a
follow
T
directions.
Fuck no.
And so rhymes with
what?
Cancer. No.
Tiny Dancer?
Yes, there you go. Tiny Dancer. Scott Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, the drummer, always the slow one.
Yeah, well, they it's all the vibration, honey, and the loud noises. It seeps through their ears and hurts their brain. Like punch drunk.
Hey,
boxers.
I've been dropped on the head plenty of times. So.
That's evident.
Keeps a good beat.
Well, your last time rhymes with a concussion, so.
No, if you really want to know it, I guess I could tell you it's Tobin.
Well, there you go. Scott Tobin!
Let me give him a little.
Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen, come on. Thank you. There, that's much better.
Thank you.
Our live studio audience. Well, I'd love to talk to you guys a little bit more. No, stop it. Stop. All right, we're going to talk to you guys a little bit more very shortly. But first, we have to make a phone call to Jim Thomas of the Merman.
Are you serious? It's a Merman?
A Merman.
The Merman.
The Merman. The fabulous guitar-playing fingers and shiny bald head. Hello? Jim? Jim Thomas? Hey, Jim. This is Rory from the Worst Little Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're excellent. Thanks for joining us.
We just woke him.
I am here with Mr. Nick Ramirez, who you know. And we've also got the band Bionic Gorilla in the studio. And we're excited to talk to you about the Merman coming to town here soon.
Well, thank you. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim.
Wait, so you got a band? Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I see you have a live band in there right now?
Yep. No, I didn't believe it either.
Yes, we do.
Us?
We have a live band in every week on the podcast.
Six fucking people.
With members originally from Santa Rosa.
But we're taking a little time out of the show to give you a call. Hey, Nick, give us the details on the show.
The Merman, an evening with the Merman, plus VJ Pussycat, who puts the visual show on, right?
Right.
That's August 14th at Jub Jub's, 9 o'clock.
Nice. Excellent. That's
going to be really fun. Yeah, like come
That's
early
awesome.
And stay late, if you know what I'm saying.
Girl.
Yeah, girl.
I don't know if you remember it, Jim, but the first time I got to catch you guys was back at the old Zephyr in Reno. I want to say it was probably about 98.
Damn.
Wow, that's a while ago.
Yeah. That was a pretty wild and crazy raucous show. That the tickets were handmade with glitter and it was.
Where was that show?
The Zephyr Bar on
next to the sex shop.
Zephyr Bar, yeah, that
next to the sex shop on Virginia. Yeah,
I love this. I remember. Yeah,
you
that was
remember.
Cool.
I remember.
Right on. So what have you been doing with yourself lately?
Oh, I live in Santa Cruz, have a recording studio there, and right by the beach, and yeah, you know, playing music, go surfing.
Are they on tour right now?
Go surfing. Yeah, it's kind of like living in paradise, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like living the dream there.
And the weather has been really hot here for this year, and I've never seen it so warm. But you're used to that up there. It's always hot up there, right?
Oh, yeah. I actually this past weekend ran down to San Francisco to escape the heat. Just a little bit better than it was up here for the weekend.
Yeah.
So really hot are you guys on tour right now? What brings you back to Reno?
What brings me back to Reno is the Burning Man contingent. You know, we haven't played up there in a while, you know. We've been really touring, you know. Just been hanging out and making some solo records and a few of those. And, yeah, just haven't been really all that ambitious. But, you know, we play shows really regularly. And
Yeah,
we got a whole bunch of shows coming up. We're playing in San Francisco, playing in Reno there, playing Nevada City, playing a few other places.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, we've been doing this now 25 years, you know. So
Damn.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. A while.
That's fantastic. That's a good run.
It is. Well, we have a pretty long history.
Well, since you brought it up, what solo records? What's the last thing that you put out?
Was a double CD set called The Old Man and the Sea. And I just did two CDs worth of loops, you know, psychedelic type, you know, ambient loops, you know, and I wasn't going to even put them out, but people were asking for it, so made a mess of copies, and people bought them, and it worked out pretty good, and the music's good, you know, it's different, it's just the kind of things that I was in a studio just kind of drifting, and I would record these things, and they just came out really. Some of them came out amazing. But it's real kind of hypnotic weirdness. I like to make things.
When the music rides you instead of you writing the music.
Ask him about.
Yeah, I guess, you know, but you know that's kind of standard fare for the Merman. You know, we always get into like a groove, and songs can go for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and frankly, for me, the longer the better, but. Other people can't tolerate it like I can, you know?
Right.
Ask him about his movie soundtracks.
Nick brings up, you've got some movie soundtracks you've been working on?
I've done lots of different stuff, you know? I mean, I do a bunch of stuff for Mavericks people and the Big Wave World Tour stuff and all kinds of little stuff. People just all kinds of. People use Merman music for every kind of ridiculous thing, you know. I'm serious, you know.
That's good.
We got a lot of requests for a lot of weird things. Yeah. There was one request I got. Some guy was making a movie about immigration, right? You know, the immigration deal, and I said, "Well, is this pro immigration or anti immigration?"
Right.
He wouldn't tell me, you know.
Danger.
I told him I had a bit of problem with that, you know. You know what I mean? Like, you take the music and he's gonna like put it without telling you what he's doing with it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That sounds like a giant red flag.
Oh yeah. You know, I mean, it's a very hot thing, right? You know, but I told him I wasn't taking any sides, you know. So
well, there you go.
Yeah. Wow.
We love the Mexicans and Donald Trump.
How about Jennifer back in the group and how the bass players change and the drummers change? Ask him about that.
Oh,
are you talking?
No, Nick was he was asking a question kind of off mic about with Jennifer being back in and with the line changes with the band.
Alan has been in Russia for the last 8 months, you know?
Okay.
And so Jennifer, you know, she was away in Australia for a really long time.
She took
three trucks down there. So basically in the Merman, you know, it was like Alan playing and then Jennifer playing and then Alan Away and Jennifer playing, and Alan Away and Jennifer playing, and, you know, so who's ever here, and then Alan went off to Australia for, I mean, to Russia. He married some girl over there, and he's having a baby, and he's not coming back till December. But Jennifer is, you know, I love playing with Jennifer. Jennifer is a monster, you know, on the bass, and she really knows how to express herself and play big and fat, you know. So yeah, it's fun, you know.
Now, yeah, for anybody who's listening, if you haven't caught the Merman, it is like just physically, it's one of the most dynamic and exciting shows you can see. Just all of you, you know, like you say, you can get into those jams for 20, 30 minutes, and Jennifer's a monster. You guys are exciting to watch, just hammering out your craft like that.
Yeah,
we actually just played a show today in the Redwoods, you know, in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh, cool!
This amazing property with all these decks out in this redwood grove, and it was like a big deep hole, and it was about 4 or 5 acres, you know, and it was amazing. We played for like 4 hours.
Wow.
And I said to him, and then the funniest thing is that Martin forgot his drum the first time in 25 years. I've never seen him play his drumming. So here we are in the middle of like buttfuck nowhere, right? And with no drumsticks on a Sunday, right? So the guys there were pretty resourceful. They
made
took
them?
Redwood branches and cut them up and carved them. And Martin made them into they made them into drumsticks, and that actually sounded really good. I actually posted pictures of it.
That's pretty awesome.
Musical.
That was pretty unique, you know.
And, yeah,
it was a beautiful place to play, man.
That's excellent. Yeah. That's really excellent. Love will find a way.
Yeah.
I guess. And that was like a weird one. I never. Your drumsticks, huh? And he had left them. He had played a show the night before, and he left his drumsticks in a club in Half Moon Bay. And then after the show, he had to drive all the way back up to Half Moon Bay to retrieve his drumstick case. That's Martin for you.
The drummer again.
Right. Yeah, yeah, the drummer. Why is he always the slowest one?
Riku knows.
Oh, he is the slowest one. His middle name is Wait. W-A-I-T, Wait.
That's excellent.
I know the whole time we were ever on tour, he was always the last guy to come out of the hotel. Always. Always.
Well, hey, I think we are going to wrap things up, but I think Nick's got one more question about. Oh yeah, where's the best way to find Merman on the internet? Is there a website where you can get music?
Yeah, you got www.merman.net, and then go to the Merman Facebook page. That's another one, and then there's also on Facebook. There's a Merman fan Facebook page, and then if you want to know about old Merman stuff, you can go to merman.com, which is an old archival site. A lot of historical stuff on there, but there's a lot of stuff up there. Yeah, I mean, there's a million things. There's a 100-some shows on archive.org if you want to listen to whole live shows. You know, at least 100 or more live shows. And
nice.
Also,
or just get your nice ass you got, out, you know,
got
on
the
Friday.
Jump on all the domains for yourself.
Oh yeah, no, it was like, you know, that's just how it worked. You know, we had one website and then it changed for certain reasons, and so that one was just made into like a museum, the .com one.
Right.
Now the mermaid.net is the active one.
All right, well, Jim, we'll see you here on August 14th, just here in a couple weeks, and we couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being up there. It'll be a fun night.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks
so,
call, Jim.
Thanks for taking our call. Have a great night, brother.
Yeah, you too. Good night. Thank you. Bye, Nick.
See you guys.
All right, Jim Thomas of the Merman.
Last time I was in Santa Cruz, it was cool and cloudy, and everybody was stoned.
Please do yourself a favor and go to this show. Get your tickets in advance. Nick, where can they get tickets?
You can get your tickets at Jub's. If you get them in advance, they're only $10. If you wait and get them at the door, $15.
And you can't guarantee that there will be ones available at the door because, frankly, the Merman always sell out.
That's right.
Like, seriously.
It's going to be packed.
People come out of the woodwork for this shit. All right.
All right.
Enough of them. Now to our guest. Guests. Play a fucking song.
Oh, no.
All right. Yeah. Bionic Gorilla.
Right? Good. Yeah. Just, I'm not going to give you any time to get relaxed or settle in.
Let's do it.
You guys seem to be hanging out and rubbing yourselves there for a while during that conversation.
While you're down there.
I hope you're relaxed. Calmed and centered, maybe?
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
What?
Only when they don't make eye contact. Or only when they do make eye contact.
Yeah.
You get points for that?
Just don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I'm in luck.
As long as I don't look, it doesn't feel like it's someone else.
You would have blown Dave Richards.
Oh.
Ooh.
You
met Dave
that.
Richards, boy.
Let me know when you're ready. Hold on.
To blow Dave Richards?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, to play the song. Right.
Oh, we
that
got
sounded like a
we
beer
have
going
a beer
down.
Spill. Is there an intern
is it
or just
serious?
You?
No, it's just me.
It's on the carpet.
It's okay.
Which carpet? That doesn't matter.
It's good. The dark one.
It's all of they're both dark.
Yeah, well.
Well, I gotta move around this microphone.
One of them.
Now we'll count how many beers get spilled during the show. So far we're up to one.
Two.
One. Yeah.
Another one.
Two spilled beers.
Children.
Empties don't count.
Oh, it was an empty. Okay, it doesn't count.
Oh, only one. Okay, back to one. Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know why.
Later.
Spilled beer.
He's a little bit high.
So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. This Dead Space was brought to you by no sponsor at all. If you were a sponsor of the show,
you could sponsor this Dead Space.
We could have had a commercial for you right here. Why we would tell everybody about your products, your website, and what it is that you do. Get your name out in the world. Get a hold of worstlittlepodcast.com.
We do have a commercial. We have a brand new commercial.
For us?
Do we
want to
play
do?
That now?
Yeah.
But we can't front load the show with commercials and phone calls, right?
No, let's listen to the music and then we'll listen to the new commercial.
Okay.
Jamie.
So
that was back.
Here we go. That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Bionic Gorilla.
The chimps are infected. They're highly contagious. They've been given an inhibitor.
Infected with what?
In order to cure, you must first understand.
Infected with what?
Rage.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, you guys.
Whoa. Oh, wait. I got a...
That took me to another place.
Real, the beginning was really disturbing.
Yeah.
The monkeys are infected, you guys.
With AIDS.
It was tearing and ripping noise. Yeah, that was pretty ripping. You guys are rippers.
Is that death rock? What is that? I
don't even know.
What do you call that?
All the samples?
World man.
It's
just called With a
what
Twist.
What is that?
With a Twist.
Thank you.
With a Twist.
It's good. That was cool. Very anthemic. Like... Yeah. Have you ever watched the movie Singles and freaking what's his name? He's the lead singer of the band that's really big and
Eddie Vedder?
No. The band he's in, his lead singer, who's the actor kid.
The boyfriend guy? Matt Dillon.
Yeah. Where he's sitting there bitching, they're all watching the movie about the bees, and he's going, where is our Iron Man of today? Where are the anthems of now? Yeah.
Bionic Gorilla.
Yeah, Bionic fucking Gorilla. Yeah.
Thank you.
I do have a very serious question to ask you, though. Do you, in fact, have some sort of robotic primate?
We were thinking about
Mario
it.
Mario does.
We believe in
cartoons so far. Uh-huh. We have drawings.
You should.
Bionic Gorillas.
You really want to succeed in this business?
Comics
you should.
We found out that you can actually purchase one of those
it's animatronic, though.
From Malaysia for less than $2,000.
No.
That's only animatronic, though.
You need to go into a Chuck E. Cheese and steal the ape up on the stage and have him play with
you. What
we
need is a biological engineer.
Well, we thought we were killing two birds with one stone when we got Chris as a bass player.
A human brain.
Ta-da! I wish I had a rim shot, but I'll give it that.
Nice.
Hey, welcome to the show, guys. That was pretty tough. How you doing?
Yeah.
You're doing excellent.
How long have you been playing as a band in and around the Reno Sparks area?
As a full band, as of now, maybe 2 years. A year.
Okay. Do you play Sparks as well or just Reno?
We have not played Sparks yet.
It's an untapped venue of...
Let's tap that shit.
Some size. Yeah, go tap Sparks.
Well, we are playing Carson. We're playing a Hot Springs Road venue on the 16th, and then we're doing the same...
Oh, the Sassabration thing coming up here. Yeah, it looks like that's going to go out to be a big deal. Adam Whitney will be there as B. Arthur with some bits in the style of his own self-written play, 50 Shades of B, which, if you've not caught it, is... fantastic. It's B. Arthur reading 50 Shades of Grey.
I grew up with Adam in school.
Chris, you're good, fucking Mike.
Adam's a great dude.
He's
the official
awesome.
Grand
We're
Marshal. Tie
your behind your back.
Just put it in, Chris.
I hear is...
I believe, Abandoned Mind, Bionic Gorilla, who else? Tom Miller, Sapphic,
Tom Miller's a good friend of mine.
Musk. Tons of bands are going to be down there, and I hear there's going to be a big, great... Group gay wedding.
Oh, really?
What? I heard some
you
tell
mean
about
gangs
that.
Gangs of gays?
Yes.
Wow.
That's like a
There's
parade.
A bike ride. There's, the Brewery
gays
Arts Center.
Bikes.
There's a free pool party. Like, go check this out on Facebook. I'm sure they have a event page. In fact, I know
Sassafras.
It. Sassafras. Go check it out. Go check out Sassafras.
We're supporting the cause, and then the same night we're going up to Whiskey Dixon. We're playing at 10 o'clock for what show?
Doubleheader.
It's
going to be...
you're having a doubleheader and playing
the
doubleheader.
The
Whiskey
Dix. CKY
at Whiskey Dix, are you going to get a double-headed dildo by the end of the evening?
My head will probably feel like that by the end.
Or we're going to get a new
Mario
one.
Just
old one's
hard.
Broken in.
Hey. It tastes like shit now, huh?
Terrible.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Yes, Chewy, yes. So
I'd have to agree with
why
that.
Why don't you go back to that?
I'm going to pee on this guy's
well,
face.
We're
going to
go play
butt.
For them, not necessarily with
That's
them.
That's not gay, man. Who's that?
Make me want to take acid.
Chewy, what are you doing here, man?
Oh, fuck Chewy. God,
dude, you guys are going
to
be
go
tired.
Go back to your hole.
To doubleheader.
So, yeah.
It's gnarly.
Hey,
man, I think we played with you in Tahoe once, too, right? Bionic Gorilla, but wasn't it just like a two-piece or something?
That was Bionic Gorilla Project.
Two-piece? That was not two-piece.
Two-piece? That would have been...
Oh,
yeah, never. Was it a five-piece?
We brought it in
at least
five.
Nick's a little spacey.
Sometimes I forget stuff. But I remember stuff too. So
he's
it's really
a little
weird.
Bit high.
Honey. Oh. Honey.
I just started singing with him in last February is when I started singing with him.
It may be. Okay.
It, she's way past your bedtime. She's delirious.
It's like a billiards place or something.
What band were you
yeah,
with?
That's a classic cue.
Play with?
Classic cue, yes. Liver Scars.
Liver Scars.
Yeah, we played. Dude,
no,
we played with them.
With the Shams?
Yes.
We played with them with, yes. With,
yes. Yes. Yes.
We're
yes.
both.
I remember.
Yes.
Both.
We played with the Shams, too.
Yes.
Okay. See, they all both. Melt together and you get.
Played with the Shams?
You know,
sexually.
It's hard to
how
tell because of the venue is a little bit weird. But
yes, I love the Shams.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Is that when our previous vocalist ripped up his entire like spreadsheet of lyrics in front of the entire crowd?
Confetti.
I don't,
it was
I don't remember that part.
Why he tore up all of his lyrics?
Because he got so into he got all crazy.
Awesome.
They ended up into a big like Hadouken ball on the floor.
Were they lit on fire?
Oh, cool. You might as well have been.
Yeah.
This is not funny.
Oh my goodness! Let's have another,
another song.
Yeah.
Do more. Do more. You're
thinking what I'm thinking.
How many you guys got for us? Like
seven,
10?
Five seven, today. Eight. And if you want more, we can do more.
Okay, yeah. It's going to go on forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Got some slug coming up.
One of these days, the
slug's
band's going to say we have 12 songs.
Let's play slug.
Shit. Right.
Oh, I guess we're. Fine.
Well, we set up a lot of fucking shit for this, so
we're going to be here.
Use
a while.
It.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. That was pretty tough. So, the sampling. The sampling. All right, the sampler.
It's the
you
guy
there.
You never talked to. Yes.
Guy
I'm
with
in the other room.
Mario. I got. I love
I'm the man
it, man.
Behind
I mean,
the curtain over here.
So really, a lot of bands with your kind of style, they might use sampling in the studio in production, but don't typically maybe play with a live sampler. It's either blank or they just run to a track.
It reminds me of Mordred from back in the day, where they had like a metal band, a little bit harder than what we're playing, but they had a kick-ass DJ who was doing lots of cool samples along the lines of what Mario was doing.
Yeah,
you just alter the DJ, alter
because there's a keyboard, a sampler, a looper. Right. I mean, he's got like he's embedded
well.
In the corner in like
don't
a mountain of music equipment.
Yeah,
turntables.
Yeah, so he's doing the backwards stuff. Plus, he's doing the. What I call the live sampling while we're doing it. He's already got that memorized.
What
so
you hear
cool.
now, we do live.
Skill,
so, you know,
well,
yeah.
This is live.
That, no, but, yeah, but we're try- live, I want to yeah. make sure everybody listening to that knows this. This isn't just pressing play on a button. He's yeah. back there
the
orchestrating, yeah. you know, his instrument.
He just can't see me waving my damn wand right now.
do you have a magic wand?
He's working it.
He's not wearing his EDM underwear.
Or you're just not wearing... You're just not wearing pants. That's what it is.
He left his EDM underwear.
It's that wand you're waving around.
The candy's under his sleeves.
I've heard Rick's Zippo clack a lot of times tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He's lean, shave-headed, shorter than me and Latino.
Well,
that's like
Mario.
Four
you realize
four.
You're kind of yeah. a rat trapped in a corner with a cat.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. It's not my fault that you're totally what I'm into.
including the cheese.
Some of the pictures
the
on the wall
being
here
the
kind of look like me.
Rick started out as a faggot keyboard sampler himself too.
Yeah, but I
that's
gave
cool.
up.
All right.
We made some fine music together, Rick.
Oh, yeah, that was rad.
Our first band, Fiance and the Faggots, was
yeah,
great.
Yeah, Fiance and the Faggots, totally.
I was both
rad.
A fiance and one
a
of the Faggots. Yeah,
that's true.
Nice. Do you have any of that recorded?
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
We have one
but
song.
It was before I had a studio, so we just like plugged it all into a mixer and recorded it into a stereo CD recorder.
In the living room.
Tried to get the mix right. Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
when the light bulb went off and you're all, I love this?
Yeah, well, and before that, like, I was like, I could do this, but I was still drunk then, so it was...
Yeah.
It wasn't until I started.
Oh, this
drinking
is on Halloween. We're singing Pussy All Night, Come On, Get Some, and Ding Dong, Little Kids Are at the Door, Want Candy.
It's fucking mad.
It's right up Jeff's alley.
Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
The rainbow came all over my hand.
Oh, no, Mommy, I like green.
So you got fucking Jamie made a new commercial.
Yeah, let's hear the new commercial.
You okay, so this,
yeah.
This,
and then we'll
wait,
get to
who's the sponsor?
I had
the
nothing
commercial?
To do with this. Oh, Renal Carson Messenger Service.
Oh, cheers.
So,
okay.
Wait, Jamie made
love
this new commercial for
I
us,
a message.
Guys. So let's check it out.
What is Renal Carson Messenger? Criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? The process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is 322-2424.
Thank you very much, Judy.
You know what I'm saying.
Her voice, Jamie.
Her voice makes me feel funny.
It's very
I haven't seen her around.
Commercial.
Where's she at?
Her voice makes my pants feel tight.
Is that the intern we haven't seen?
We know we do have a lot of voice.
She's my production assistant.
Wait, we wanted an advert long enough for us to take a pee while
she's our partner.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good commercial.
Fuck yeah. Good job, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
We'll let you out of the house for 10 minutes tomorrow.
Please support our sponsors because without them, we don't have beer money.
Yeah.
So true.
Release the Kraken.
We need more sponsors so we can buy whiskey budget.
Release the Kraken. Yeah.
We need
a
whiskey
mic,
budget.
A new mic for
release
for
the
Christmas
Kraken.
Or
oh, I would love that.
Jeff.
Oh,
I want that.
Oh, it is. Oh, it, the Kraken. The Kraken has been released.
That made me want to take a shot of Kraken.
I was just cracking it open.
The Kraken.
Freebasing with gays.
You guys holding hands in it while you do that shot?
Oh, yeah, crack.
All right. Here we go.
Like Jägermeister crack. Not as thick.
Did you get some?
Scott, we're holding dicks.
Did you get some?
Ray is Indian. No. He doesn't need me.
I'm going to say
some. I don't.
Don't burn shit down.
I don't need the cracking because I'm native.
Ooh, that's rum. Rum makes me fighty. Yeah, and if you're native and you're drinking rum, and I'm Irish and I drink rum, we're going to kill you. We're going to end up in fisticuffs by the end of the evening. Oh, it's cool. It's
get the boom mic.
I'll
sweaty.
Like you tomorrow.
I'm Irish too.
I'm going to get a hotel room.
You said you wanted
to spy. Oh, so booze just turns you into Popeye.
Yeah, and you're like, doesn't help.
Ray, didn't you say you wanted to spy your butterflies out of your system before? As a black belt of painter jiu-jitsu, yeah, sure.
Painter jiu-jitsu, that's your family.
Painting right there. Yeah, my uncle has a school in Washoe Valley.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Painter
jiu-jitsu.
Cool.
Get that paintbrush.
It's a jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, it's just a fighting style. Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Jiu-jitsu. All the stuff we learned. And
do the drummer and the keyboard guy need to
we're having
for
like
shot?
Three conversations here.
I'll take a shot.
It's all gone.
It's all gone.
Is it time?
You guys are alcoholics.
Rick and Nick.
Well,
is
the
it
bottle
time?
Is also airplane
size.
Should
we dive into that already? Yeah.
Do I have enough time to go out and grab me a beer?
We're in a plane.
Hurry.
You're the closest one to the beers.
Wait, you have a stash of beer right there. Can I have one?
We grabbed our stash. Yes.
Who met up, Scotty?
I do.
Oh, you need
just
a beer.
Be careful with
your
beer.
No, you don't go anywhere.
I can start the music and get beer.
All right. Just start the music.
Start the music?
Yeah.
Okay. As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, faggots. Whoa. It's our word. Hi. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, once again for the worst little quiz in the world where we're going to ask you some offensive, awkward, and strange question about your personal lives. Are you ready to play?
Hell yeah.
You will be scored and judged silently and then later out loud.
Yes.
All right. First question goes to, God damn it. What are your names again? Ray.
I have to play?
Ray.
Ray.
What is the first album you ever purchased?
Bon Jovi.
Which one? Wait, which one?
I would have lied about that one.
I'm 36, so whichever one was that when I was 11?
There's two choices there.
Slippery When Wet?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, good okay. Job. That was in my first 10 albums, so like that's, oh, cool, yeah, man. You're cool. Wait, on my book, that gets like a full marks.
<That's so happy.
laughs> Chris?
Damn you, Ray.
Chris?
Well, the lady across the street was having a garage sale when I was like 9 years old, and it was a tape of AC/DC's Back in Black.
Oh, you lucky dog. You lucky dog. That kind of boosts you.
Get a point, yeah.
Let's see. Your name was, damn it.
My name is Alex.
Yep, Alex, sorry.
Is that Swoopy Hair Guy?
Yeah, Swoopy Hair Guy.
Call him Swoopy Hair Guy. It's easy to remember.
Swoopy.
It's Swoopy inside.
Swoopy. Swoopy, hang on.
I got to say, I love that haircut, though. That's fucking... When I was in middle school, I thought that there was a kid that had that. I had a crush on him.
That's the question.
Yes. First album you ever bought.
It probably had to be a single from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
Rick, what's that word that starts with F and rhymes with maggot?
Oh, that's.
Oh!
That's nice. I see how you guys are. I see how you work.
Let's see. Jack.
Yes.
He's thuggy. He's thuggy.
Jack,
looking.
What's your first album?
The first one I can remember spending any money on would have to have been Jane's Addiction, Nothing Shocking.
Ooh!
That is fucking awesome.
Big
oh my
score.
God. Cool one of the best
points.
Albums
big
ever.
Big score on that one.
Holy shit.
Let's
you
go
start
with
there.
Scott,
it's all downhill.
Downstairs. Wait, ladies and gentlemen. Scott, the drummer, what was the first album you ever bought?
That was pretty fast.
I have to say, it was Smash from Offspring. Smash it.
Smash.
Good job, man. It's a good one.
It's not bad. It's not a horrible answer.
We'll see.
Hey, Scott, you
know. No explanation. Moving on. Mario. Mario, what's the first album you ever bought?
It was Queen.
Can we remember that far?
News to the World.
Ooh, news to the world.
That's a rare one. That's a rare one.
That actually fucking, that might beat Jane's Addiction.
That's a good score. It at least ties Jane's Addiction.
That's fucking awesome. Brothers. Okay, well, two of you are terribly cool.
Yeah.
Well, he's my brother. So.
I bet your dicks are bigger than anybody else.
They're from the same mother, we think.
But let's see. At the end of the quiz, we'll find out who truly has the biggest and smallest penis. Let's see. Mario, the back door. Entrance or exit?
Exit.
Exit only? Okay. All the time?
Doesn't want to get
time?
Poop on his dick.
Scott.
You're supposed to be truthful, Mario.
Scott, back to our entrance or exit?
Fucking exit.
Exit. Okay. Jeff, to you.
If she needs it, I'm willing to give it.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
He
cares.
Hey,
a true man.
Because you know what, Jeff?
I make a good housewife.
Jeff feels like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it'll put it up your ass. Alex. Back door, entrance or exit?
It depends on whose, back door it is.
Selective back door.
Selective
back door.
I've been married for 15 years, so I guess every door was counting, so... I don't know.
What?
Everything. Oh, wait, is this our ass or somebody else's ass?
I think it's yes.
It's however you interpret the question.
I don't know what you do in your private time.
Yes, the government likes to change his answer.
I'm going to say in Chris's family, both of the back doors have been in and out. Like a screen door on a summer day, they get banged all day long.
So there's two back doors if they're bent over or what?
Going
I don't get it.
Latex and a strap-on machine. Let's go with you, Ray. Back door, entrance, or exit?
Oh, no, you know.
He didn't want to answer that one.
He'll take a pass.
That's
a zero.
Plead the fifth.
I mean,
take the pee away.
Right.
Take the pee away.
You're trapped on a desert island, Ray. Lover, brother, or mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, this is the showstopper?
Ouch. I don't know. That's a weird question.
It is a little obtuse.
I love you, Joey and Doug, but I have to go with the brothers.
Who says that?
I love you, Joey, but you got to go.
Who said that?
Brothers got to go.
That's Chris. He's playing
that's
the drums.
That's such a weird question.
No, I mean, Scott.
God. Oh.
I'd say all three. I'd say all three.
Yeah. Oh, you got. Hey, everybody. You're a big guy with a big appetite. Okay, good answer.
Eat everybody.
All of them.
Chris, love a brother or mother? Who do you cannibalize first?
I'm going to just take out the mother first.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Jerk. Fucking asshole. Oh.
He's going to take
it. It's hard, so
my mom hates you already.
Let's go, Alex.
I don't have a brother, so it's easy for me
best
to
friend.
Say brother. Best friend.
All right, you go with best friend.
I'm going to fucking cannibalize you.
Those before bros.
Okay, Jeff.
Well, there's plenty of us brothers, so one of us would have to die.
Oh, Mario.
They're a shitty batch of kids.
You have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good buffet.
I think we would probably have a Royal Rumble, and the one who gets their ass kicked and can't get up, we eat.
You wouldn't all chop off each other's legs and
not
have like a buffet
eaten,
of everybody?
So.
Right.
And so everybody lives and everybody
no,
gets
that would be
little.
Too fair.
Mother will live, didn't she?
Too many fairies?
Well, that's the whole thing. We'd feed her son.
Scott. Scotty, downstairs.
Here's your son. Eat.
Scotty doesn't know.
Fuck yeah, man.
All right, we'll take a zero on Scott. Move along to Mario. Lover, brother, mother. Well, who do you cannibalize first?
Definitely, since Jeff did say that we had plenty of brothers, so him and I would just team up and take one of the other brothers.
Fight to the death.
Yeah, that's four of us.
Okay. Chivalry. They love the ladies, right?
We have a sister too, but we won't eat her.
Mario, what was the last book you read?
Do comic books count?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go with it. If that's truly the last book.
Facebook doesn't count, but comic books count.
Right.
Okay, I read comic books sometimes.
Okay, that's cool. All right, how many books do you say you own?
Again, do comic
that's
books
a
count?
Follow-up question.
Boxes.
Boxes will. Okay, fair
boxes
enough.
Boxes of comic books.
You're that kind of nerd. Did you go to Comic-Con?
Oh.
I've been to a couple, but not the recent ones.
Okay, moving downstairs to Scott. Scott, what was the last book you read?
That was Ender's Game by Scott Orson.
Nice. Yeah. Orson Scott Card. Nice try, though.
He had it fast.
How many books do you say you own?
Well, I probably own about, 40, but probably only read about 2 of them.
Hey, a man with goals. It's a man with goals. Jeff, what was the last book you read?
Oh, I actually read, last book I read was Way of a Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman.
I love that.
And as I was bragging about what a good book it was to my friends, all, well, they made a movie about it. I'm like, what?
The Secret Book.
Really? And I still have not seen it.
And about how many books
I tried to watch it twice and I keep falling asleep because I've already read the book.
Right.
It's just like the book. It's pretty decent.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Just take how many books
would
you say
you
own?
Let me see. How many
ruin it.
I don't want to ruin the end, but it's a Beatles song.
I probably have like 5 or 6 books right now.
Okay. Alex, moving to you. What was the last book you read?
Last book I read is called Schrodinger's Cat, and I probably own...
Who's the author on that one?
Can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Or remember it.
He just got his name.
Not like the mathematical proof about Schrodinger's cat.
You haven't been reading
long,
really
proof,
have you?
Though.
Google it now. Yeah.
It's still theoretical.
How many books would you say you own?
30 or 40. Mostly
Copycat.
Comic books. Like Preacher.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. Chris, last book you read?
TV Guide. Nice. Sincerely, it was...
Freaking Noam Chomsky bullshit.
No, I wish. It was Julian Mays' The Many Colors Land. It's a sci-fi book about... this being that's made out of all metal.
That's like 50s, 60s era sci-fi, isn't it?
It's like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
Kind of the time of Piers Anthony.
That's one that's on the list of things I should read. So yeah. Good on you. Yeah, good on you. And Ray, how many books would you say you own?
We have 3 bookcases. I don't know how many that
is.
Several hundred.
All right. Ray, moving on to you. You get a high score. That's the highest score everybody has reported for books in this studio since I've asked the question in the last 6 months.
Does that mean he's read them?
I didn't ask. I said, how many do you own?
That is true. That is very true.
Ray.
What's up?
Last book you read.
It was off the internet. It was a biography about Jeff Buckley.
Oh, okay. Guitar player?
And it was a singer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And how many books would you say you own? And e-books do count. I mean,
in a nice little bookshelf I got about 25.
Okay.
That's so nice.
Not bad. It's a respectable personal library. Ray, what was the age and circumstances of losing your virginity?
Oh. Ouch.
Was it a tribal movement?
I think everything he does is a travel.
Was it
moment.
In the dark in a cornfield?
Can you bury some stuff for us in the backyard too?
Yeah, and then this will be an Indian burial ground.
Protection.
Right.
You got a tomahawk or
whatever you
need?
Here's
my cell phone.
I can offer you a peace pipe.
Make it like those drumsticks.
Pack it up, smoke if you.
So come on. How old were you? How did it happen? No names, how old were you? How did it happen?
Jeez. I was 15.
Yeah.
My best friend was in the other room. It was in my room. It was nice. It was honest.
It was nice.
It was my first time.
It got it done.
Was it with a lady?
Was it a girlfriend?
Oh.
It was my first girlfriend.
What's that? What was that?
Okay.
It was
Dustin Hoffman.
Did it involve
in a red sequin dress and wig?
Damn.
You know,
damn it.
Fibber what?
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
I want to hear what he says.
What?
Oh, I know, she was the goth girl.
Hey,
okay. Was nice. It?
They do it dark. My first girl was a goth chick too.
No, right.
Was it after school or like on a weekend
or a party?
Or what?
I don't remember. We were pretty free children with me and my friends. My parents are cool, so you know. As long as we do nothing stupid, we can do whatever we want. So I'm not.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
I didn't say that.
No, my young daughter said that. Chris, moving on to you, sir.
Okay, my dad was in Mexico with his girlfriend at the time, and we decided to throw a major rager, double kegger, in this girl named Ashley.
How old were you?
Kid. Major Rager, double Kager.
Basically, I was about to turn 15. It was about a week before my 15th birthday, and I lost my virginity to another girl named Astrid.
You said another girl.
Another girl.
So, hey, Christina, you know that's why you spell it with a K. Yeah.
He's a lesbian.
Nice. He said she was a she.
He had an operation.
It's hard to tell.
Alex, how about yourself, sir? Age and circumstances of your deflowering.
I was 15 in a bathtub with my girlfriend.
Young
at the time.
Bathtub.
And it didn't really work too well. And then her mother came home, so that didn't work too well either.
Ouch.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Jeff, the question goes to you.
Gay.
It hurt.
Earthworms.
No, actually, it was quite nice, I have to say. For experience, I guess I have to say it's quite nice.
Age and circumstances. I'm not asking for a review of her performance.
Yes or no. Yes or no.
That was great.
16.
It is gay.
As my girlfriend, her parents had gone out of town, and I came over, I guess, during the weekend, and, it was great.
Quadro?
That what happened.
Looks like a good place for a stick-up, eh?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Up the skirt. Up the skirt.
Again, parents, don't leave your kids at home.
Ever. Yeah. They will bone.
Yeah. They want to bone.
Scott, sleep. Downstairs. Bum, bum, bum. Are you a virgin?
Yes, I am.
No. Damn it, Scott. Don't tell anybody.
I was 16. Well, 16 and a half. Walking around with my girlfriend at the time, and we spotted a spot open up in the bushes and went over there.
Wow. Yeah. Out in the secluded open.
Yep. Man's in need of bushes, you know?
That's an auspicious first step to a sex life. Have you had a rock star sex life since then, or was that about the peak of it?
Babe, I love you. I've had a rock star life. Yeah.
Hey! Oh, yeah. Good man.
But not anymore.
I don't know who's listening, but good man.
That was a filler.
Damn it. Set me up on that one.
And Mario. Age and circumstance of you. Now, you see. All right, now one end, his name's Mario. He seems probably cool. He's a DJ. But right. He's also a tech nerd. So it could be 13. It could be 23.
It's going to be. I'm not quite going to say the age in case the moms is listening.
Oh!
Bullshit!
Rick can totally edit it out, but you have to tell us.
You're fired.
It involves a babysitter.
Oh, like, who is being paid to watch you?
Yes. Was it Jeff's babysitter?
All right. Wait. I have a. I'll ask.
Laws were probably broken.
I will ask some questions around this. Could you operate a vehicle legally?
At the time, no.
Oh. No.
See, he told you he's fine.
Could the babysitter vote?
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Okay, so has the statute of limitations run out?
Yeah.
I'm sure it has.
How old are you? How old are you, Mario?
It's run out.
Mario, how old are you?
I'm older than everyone here. Let's run.
Bullshit.
Out.
There's no way you're older than
Nick.
It
was so long ago, she couldn't even vote.
Fuck you, Rick. But it's true.
Were you born before 1970, Mario?
I'm right around there, so. Yeah.
Well, okay, so are three other people in this fucking studio, so you ain't so old, motherfucker.
Yeah, don't take it hard.
He's 49.
Listen to me. I yell at kids to get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn!
Get that mustard off of there!
I get crazy.
Don't take that orange cone. My drunk friend put it there 6 months ago.
Why is there hair growing out of my ears?
You little son of a bitch.
Don't move the tape. That's
don't look at my daughter. She won't talk to you in high school. Because you'll still be there. Damn it. Hey, good. So, all right. Did this happen in the 70s or before
1985? Before 85. Pre-70s.
I'll give you before 85.
Ooh, Mario, sir.
Do you know the story, Jeff?
You're the rock star.
Yeah, right.
You don't know the story?
Jeff was almost born.
He may not have been around by then.
Jeff wasn't even a spring.
Wait, all three of you brothers?
No, just two of us.
Oh, okay.
We had another band in here, and one of the fellas' search words for porn was babysitters.
Yes. Hey, that's a great follow-up question. Mario, when you go on the internet looking for a little inspiration while you're by yourself,
yes.
What's your favorite keyword?
Fuck.
Babysitter's probably in the top five.
Yeah.
It brings back some memories.
That, that also gets up.
Scott, moving downstairs to you. What is your favorite keyword when searching for porn on the internet?
Oh, keep it nice and simple.
Big boobs.
Yeah. God, you're really going to have to make me say it?
Yes.
Asian.
I'm scoring you.
Giant asses.
What?
I'm guessing.
MILF 30. Midget man.
I like chicks playing with themselves, so.
Solo?
Solo. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That's a good one.
Do you like it in your face?
Oh, yes, I do.
Jeff. Jeff, you like the porn on the internet, don't you?
Sometimes.
You are a breathing human male, correct?
Damn straight.
All right, that's the same answer. What's your favorite keyword to use?
I like redheads.
Mm. Yeah.
You're in trouble.
With the pale nipples.
They look great. They're just fucking
quit
nuts.
Quit staring at my girlfriend, dude.
You like a nice and pale?
She doesn't have no souls.
I like the fire girls. Even if it's dyed completely weird, crazy red, it's still attractive. Yeah. My favorite color is red. Girls look good with fire.
Doesn't have to be natural red. Just you like the red color on a woman.
I like natural better, but if it's
period,
thick,
won't even stop
great.
Them.
What happens if they're redhead and they take off their pants and then you see it's brown? It's
good answer.
Carpets don't
but that's
have
the same
it.
Thing because that's, well, a lot of redheads will be dark down.
I mean, back
all
in
right,
day,
moving
you
on.
You like redheads? Shit.
I may have had experiences with redheads, but I like them as equally as Asian. So,
thumbs up.
Well, now we know what you like.
Oh, yeah. everybody
secrets out.
Everybody who's listened knows that. And frankly, the girls that I'm with don't ever listen to the show. So, Alex, what's your favorite keyword for the internet?
Gangbang, for sure.
Yeah, I fucking knew that.
Do you like the devil? Do you like the devil's gangbang, or do you like the clamshell gangbang?
He likes the voyeur gangbang.
Okay,
for sure.
Sucker.
He likes some more penises. Yeah, I watch gangbang.
Bukkake is also a bukkake.
That's not the same thing.
Okay, all right. Well, some people like them both.
I'm sure.
Chris, your favorite
several.
Keywords.
There's White House. There's
White House.
White House.
Oh, well, that's a website. Right, no, yeah. Keyword.
Hillary.com.
Like, when you get to WhiteHouse.com,
like
what's the topic you're looking
genre.
For?
Genre.
Yeah. The genre. Yeah.
Please don't give
category.
Me
that's what we're looking for.
Sea slug.
sea slug,
cream pie.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay,
right. Rick, well, I don't know what sea slug
he's lying
is.
Now.
Compilation,
a combination, I guess.
Rick, look that up.
Sea slug.
Yeah,
you put him on the spot.
You put him on the spot.
You want to? You want to?
And
sea
Ray,
slug?
What's your favorite?
You
want
to sea slug?
I don't know.
No. Let's just move on to the next. Player.
Ray. Oh yeah. No, I still want Rick to look it up. He can come back with the answer later.
Yeah.
Ray. It's your favorite keyword on the internet for your pornography.
Busty white girls.
Yeah.
Or just white girls in general. Yeah, whatever.
Do you like the BBW?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Big, beautiful women.
It's all good.
All right. Who in all of history would you start a fist fight with? Real people only, no fictional characters. Go.
Adolf Hitler.
Okay, Hitler.
I just found sea slug.
Okay, Rick, we're at Chris now, so
number
it's
one,
perfect.
The Koch brothers.
Number one definition on UrbanDictionary.com, an uncircumcised penis that smells of seafood.
I knew it.
I knew it. Also, one of those freakishly huge double-sided dildos. So, okay. In both cases, terribly gay.
Chris is a space dog.
All right. What? The Koch brothers.
The Koch brothers. Is that's my fucking answer.
I was my
age.
They're easy
fuck
to beat
you.
The shit out.
All right, we're both going to beat the shit out of the Koch brothers.
Yeah, right. The
well,
Koch
that's
brothers.
Cool because there's two of them, so you can each beat up one
tag,
of the brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Go tag
totally
team.
Acceptable.
Who are they? Who are the Koch brothers?
The well, Koch
they
brothers.
Make a lot of coke.
Assholes.
They own.
Yes.
They own too much crap. Yeah.
Okay. They push oil.
Yeah.
Coke.
All right, Jack.
Cook.
Who would I want to punch in the face? Is that
honey, go put the sand down
yeah,
and go back to bed.
That's the Fight Club question. Who would you fight in all of history?
I could fight in all of history?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a good question.
That's why the Chuck whatever his face wrote it, not us.
Mario.
Oh, my goodness. That's
yeah. Yeah. He'd still
so,
lose.
So Leonardo da Vinci. No, he did good stuff.
Who?
Say Prince.
Prince is awesome. Fuck you.
Yeah, Prince is awesome. Fuck you.
You were gonna fight me?
I fight sidetrack.
Nick Ramirez.
Dude, I think he just won the quiz.
He just picked Nick Ramirez to fight, ladies and gentlemen. Good answer.
He's giving me the evil eye.
No, I was saying talking to the mic. I was trying to tell you to talk into the mic.
All right, Scott, downstairs. Who are you gonna fight in all of history?
All of history.
I thought you were calling me out.
Hell no.
Nick just got challenged to fight on the show.
No, I don't think so.
I picked Hayden Christensen. I would.
All right, back to Scott. Scott,
dude, that's seriously a really hard question.
You've had a lot of time to think about it. Don't be a pussy. Who would you fight?
Yes.
Shit.
It can be a chick.
I bet Mario already has his answer.
Fuck. I don't know.
Wait. Scott, hold here. I'll come back to you. Mario, do you have your answer?
Yes, fight me, Mario.
I want the best challenge out there, so I'd fight
me.
Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Good answer.
All right, back to you, Scott.
Okay, Chuck Norris. Fuck that.
Hey, you know why there are a lot of Chuck Norris jokes and there's no Bruce Lee jokes? Because Chuck Norris. Well, yeah, fuck. I fucked it up. Bruce Lee is no joke.
Damn it.
Oh. What was the other angle?
That's a good one, actually.
Chuck Norris was
He'd
born
have to fight Chuck Norris
because
Bruce Lee ought to be done for. What do you mean? Well, there's
one cancer for all
cancers. That's Chuck Norris's tears.
Anyway, moving on is not a Chuck Norris-a-thon. Nick, we're going to go to you for some rapid-fire questions.
All right, I'm just going to point around the room. I'll also say Scott and Mario. Here we go. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis. Who says that?
I said
Mario.
Elvis.
Beatles. Mario says Beatles.
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 Okay. Scott, what did you say?
Elvis.
Okay.
The Lone Hound Dog.
Scott.
I changed my answer to the Beatles.
All right. That's fine. Scott, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Fuck. I like them both, but Star Wars.
All right, Mario.
Star Wars.
Fucking Star Wars, I guess.
Star Wars for sure.
Star Wars.
Nice.
Star Trek's fucking awesome, too. Just put that in there.
That's a fucked up question.
Seriously.
Which you could only have one, so which would you prefer? Scott, beer or weed?
Weed.
Mario?
Weed.
Weed.
Weed. Beer.
Oh, man.
Jeff's physically pained by this question.
He's torn.
Heroin.
I use them for different reasons.
Cocaine.
Oh, man.
Pick one.
Smack. I could live without beer.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Scott, AIDS or cancer?
Oh, shit.
One tastes like grapefruit, the other grapes.
Yeah.
Which one?
That was weird, Rory. Again, very obtuse.
How about both?
Are you
taking both?
I'm taking both.
All right, Scott.
Going down.
Big man. Mario?
I'll go cancer.
All right. Then Ray?
I know AIDS. Cancer, you're out pretty fast sometimes, you know?
Chris?
Yeah, I'll take the AIDS because they actually have medicine that you can prolong your life with now.
I'll take the AIDS
with a side plate of 20 pills a day.
Thank you.
Alex?
Suicide.
Wait, so...
AIDS or cancer?
If I have a choice of dying from
one
or the other.
You gotta have one or the other. Well, we don't know if you die or not. But.
Holes in your brain or lesions on your penis? Which one?
I would like to use my penis as long as I can, so I'll go with cancer. Because at least as I'm dying, I can still get a blowjob from a loved one.
Yeah.
From a loved one.
Are you sure?
Someone loves me to give me a blowjob as I'm dying.
Actually, no. Cancer smells like butt because of all the chemotherapy. Nobody wants to come near that part of your body.
But nobody wants to die of AIDS either.
No. It's a horrible question.
You might if you had cancer.
Oh, my goodness. Blindfold them and explode their nose.
Condoms are for, my friend.
All right. Let's go. Let's start back with Jeff. Gay or ginger? Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I'd rather have red hair.
All right, Alex.
Ginger.
Homophobe.
Ginger.
No, I just like
part
girls.
Ginger anyway.
Bunch of homophobes
Ray.
Here.
What?
Gay or ginger?
That's a terrible question.
I don't know. Red hair's not having that bad.
That would look cool. I just want to say, as a gay guy, that would look terrible on you.
He's got some of my red hair.
I would look like Mario.
Definitely Ginger.
And Scott.
Ginger.
Bunch of homophobes, huh?
It's okay.
You're asking guys who like girls, and so
my ass is just too tight.
How can I touch a girl while I have red hair? Oh, I can do that with red hair. I
can't.
You confused yourself.
Puke or diarrhea, Ray?
Puke.
Oh, yeah.
Chris?
Diarrhea.
Puke.
I'd rather puke.
Scott?
I'd fucking rather have diarrhea. I already got it all the time.
No,
that's too much information. Negative 25 points.
I'm not here to win, baby.
I'm not here to make friends.
Puking stuff you're disposed of. You can be like out the driving and just puke out the window and keep driving.
It's true.
Can't do that.
Shit your pants. You cannot drive.
I'd rather go in with super gnarly ass puke all over me than shit in my pants. Well, into my store.
You can read a comic book while having diarrhea.
That is my own preface. You're correct.
You could also get a blowjob while puking.
I have a friend who has
or
done
while
that.
Shitting.
Yeah, would you rather be let's start with Mario, beat up or arrested?
Arrested, been there, done that, so it don't matter.
Scott?
I have to say arrested. My face is too pretty.
Jeff?
How beat up am I getting?
equal amounts of both.
What does that mean?
You're either really arrested or really,
really beat
up.
Yeah.
I'll get arrested because I'll get out.
All right.
I'll get beat up.
Alex?
I'll get beat up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get beat up. I'm Ray? Tough. I'm a fighter. I'll get beat up.
Good. You guys
nice
have a lot
there.
In common.
Yeah, everybody's going the same way. So this question will fuck that up. Circumcised or not?
Oh, shit. Ooh, who's that going to, Ray?
Not.
Ray?
Circumcised. Secrets are
coming
out
now. Not. And if, oh, wait, who said that? I thought it was you. You leaned forward. Who said not?
Who said
oh, now he's just shrugging here.
His name is Ray Junas.
All right.
Uncircumcised.
Uncut.
Well, I have a mushroom head, but apparently I'm not circumcised, so I don't understand.
Dude, the whole band is uncircumcised?
He's a fucking halfling.
He must not be circumcised.
You guys know what
circumcised.
The DJ has been circumcised.
He's Baghdad.
This is a stumper question.
The DJ is being
circumcised. That means he could dock with
everybody. How many of you were Catholic?
Space doctors.
Dock with everybody. Hello, lamb.
Feed you like baby bird.
Oh yeah, I'm doing a quiz here. I'm sorry. That was so funny. I was just laughing at the show. All right, your final rapid fire question: if you can live in a world with either heavy metal or pussy, but you could have both,
that's
Ray, which one do you have to pick?
Pussy.
I can't answer that.
Pussy metal.
What the fuck?
but you have to listen to like light jazz all the time.
Wait, that was a part of the equation at first.
Why did you turn off the jazz music?
I'm
you
a musician. Said no heavy metal. I listen to everything. So all
right,
that's pretty
choose
easy.
What kind of metal you want to listen to?
No,
you can have all the metal that you want.
Okay,
or
no
pussy.
Okay, yeah. if
no
I
pussy.
Pussy
metal dildos,
no pussy.
I would listen to. To listen to pussy, I guess, would be metal.
Put it to your ear.
Because you could look at it, but you can't touch it.
I'm getting all weird. Yeah. Just say yes or no.
That way you should have to make it so you can have a little bit of
You
should have
asked yeah, Chris exactly. Dicks or metal.
I'm just going to go to shows and jerk.
So not rapid. Moving along. So Alex.
Pussy for sure.
Pussy.
Scott?
What the fuck? That's fucked up.
I know shit.
See, Scott's gonna slow down.
I was putting it on secondary.
No.
He's gonna pick metal.
I give a fuck. I'd have to go with metal.
Nice.
You're so fucking metal, Scott.
So metal.
That's because he only wants ass.
I could jack off like I don't every day, anyways.
Mario.
Hey.
Definitely pussy.
Cross your legs.
Mario, definitely pussy.
A lot of high scores on this game. Rory, tell them what they won.
Yeah, they've won the respect and adulation of nobody. Nobody at all.
Yes!
And a little bit of time on the show here. I'm going to have to say the big winner of today's show who made me laugh the most, I'm going to go with my friend Jeff here.
Yeah.
Now, as a follow-up, I want y'all to play another song.
Oh, yeah.
We can do this.
Monsoon.
Monsoon.
Oh, okay.
Monsoon.
Monsoon. Is it about the rains down in Africa?
It's about wet vaginas.
I've seen the rains down in Africa.
It's about white women?
Wet vaginas.
Wet vaginas.
I don't
know.
Ray wrote the lyrics.
That was about Rosanna. Oh, no.
Rosanna,
song,
Dana?
Right? Same band, different song.
Rosanna.
Rosanna.
Guys, ready?
Yeah. Look at shred it.
I'm very confused.
Fuck yeah. So wait, where can people find you on the internet? Anyone who's not drinking beer right now.
We're drinking beer.
Facebook is Facebook the only place to find us right now on the internet.
Yeah. Facebook. All right, so it's Facebook.
/ Bionic Gorilla.
Music.
Right?
.com/
Bionic Gorilla Music.
Yes.
Addis is your friend, and we'll give you special discounts on our next tour by showing up.
There and maybe he'll pee on your foot at the next show. In an alleyway.
We're not giving anybody shit.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my
we
butt.
Got nothing for earn you it. People.
It's straight up everywhere you
go. Where's the next show you're going to play? You got anything lined up?
Yes. Yes.
Besides, I mean, you got the Sassafras thing, but what about up here in Reno? You got anything lined up here?
November
3rd.
3rd and November 21st. We're just going to put a band together on the 21st. And
is that PB&J's?
It's going to be, well, PB&J's is the after show, and then the 21st is basically just a show that we're designing right
after
now.
Show
to do
for Crowbar.
Basically,
yeah,
after
show
for Crowbar.
That's November 3rd.
After party.
Yeah, it's after party. Yeah,
you guys are
all right, so they got shows coming up here in the fall. Keep an eye out, ladies and gentlemen, for Bionic Gorilla. Yeah. What?
September 11th. September 9th? Alex?
Yeah, we're playing
September
Brothers
9th.
September 9th.
September
that's
going to
be
Brothers,
such
Brothers.
A that's sick
Reno,
show.
That's in South Lake Tahoe.
Fuck you. That's all right.
Awesome.
Brothers in South Lake Tahoe. Yeah.
If it's too hot in Reno.
Tell them about all,
like
all your shows
yeah,
coming up. Yeah,
September
what else you
9th and Brothers in South Lake Tahoe.
Super nice.
Do you have a theremin
yeah,
over
just
there?
Tell us that you want to be there and we'll put you on the list. There you go.
Right on.
Yeah.
We got August 16th in Carson City for the Gay Pride Fest.
Nice.
And then that's the double.
The Sassafras.
The double bringer. Yeah, exactly. We're going to Whiskey Dicks after that, playing a show with bassist from CKY.
As far as I know, it's the main guitar player and the singer CKY. From CKY.
Boom.
It's going to be fuck
awesome. Yeah.
A side project. And
we got October something. You know what's up with October. Up.
October 16th, we're playing at Davidson's Distillery, baby.
Hey.
With Eric nice. Anarchy.
Nice. Over there on the lovely 4th Street yeah. Avenue.
Help all those beautifully lovely people
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to support the society.
4th Street Avenue. I don't
Fourth
know if anybody
Street's
caught
hardcore.
That.
So you play there, you're
Reno
badass.
Character.
Fucking
down
hardcore.
There,
it's colorful. Very colorful.
All yeah. right. Well, I think we kind of. I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I think we've run into the end of the show here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to have you guys go out on one last song. But before we get there, I'd like to thank you once again for coming to the show, Bionic Gorilla. You guys
thank
are
you.
A fucking blast.
Thank you guys.
It's well, good
thank
to get
you.
To know you.
It's been awesome.
Don't forget to check out our wonderful sponsor at their website.
Yep, Reno Carson Messenger, renocarson.com.
Yeah.
Thank you. Call Jonna, call Stephanie, they'll take care of you.
And thank you, Jamie, you're beautiful, we miss your face. For
also, I want to thank Jim from the Mermen for being on the show today. Right.
Oh, shit, and there's
August
a show.
August 14th.
There's also a show coming. Jim from the Mermen on the 14th. There's also a show coming at the Holland Project this weekend. It's 100 for Haiti. It's put on by Jim Williams, currently of The Scattering, also of Father and Twice. 100 for Haiti is a great event put on by Greg Bennick, a hardcore rock star who does his DIY project where they don't just raise money for the Haiti storm survivors. They're actually building homes with their own hands. They don't just throw money at it and walk away. He goes down there and he helps build stuff, and it's really fucking cool. He's going to be, Jim's going to be playing, my good buddy Ryan Stark's band. He's playing with Jim. He's coming up in town. He owns a coffee shop in the Bay Area. Used to live in Reno and do poetry.
Big tall dude does poetry.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in a hardcore Stark. Band with Jim Williams, and he owns a coffee shop now.
Great coffee.
Cool dude. Yeah, good.
I have some of their coffee here.
I went this weekend. It. And anyway, I love Ryan, his coffee shop, Black Springs Coffee. Go check it out. But anyway, that's going to be the Holland Project. Go check that out. It's such a great venue. For Jamie Lynn, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewy, all the interns, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
symbolizing the elements that create truth and beauty.
I'm
screams fading away.
Dog Water Studios.
There was something special there.
I think